Firstly, I want to say I actually welcome the apology to Malachy from Liam. And these two gentlemen are now going to sit down at a table and get this difference resolved in an offline environment. It really reinforces the need that people need to realise that threats and abuse online are not acceptable. People don't go online to be abused. And there's a lot of examples of this sort of behaviour taking place on social media. I'm a big fan of Twitter. I love Twitter, but I've been subject to this myself. I have other colleagues, I've had friends with learning disabilities who use Twitter as a great way to communicate, and they have been subject to abuse on the platform. It's not acceptable. It needs to be stopped. There are implications as a result of people who are making threatening and using abusive behaviour on social media.
Now, someone like Malachy is well fit to fight his corner, and someone like Liam seems to be big enough to make a public and a very public apology. But it's not like that for everyone. Some people can't fight their corner, as you've suggested, and other people will just constantly keep at you being really cruel.
Yeah, very, very cruel, because a lot of people are hiding behind the keyboard and they're hiding behind the screen, and the whole anonymity that social media provides allows people this vehicle to go online and abuse people and make threats. They have to understand that the threats that you're making in the online world are just like making threats in the offline world. There are implications as a result of that, and you can find yourself before the courts, and you can find yourself before the law enforcement police service in relation to this behaviour.
And finally, Wayne, if you are a victim, what should you do, briefly?
What I would say to anybody who's feeling or who's in situations where they are being abused on social media, that they should use the reporting mechanisms within the platform. Twitter has come under fire in this in the past, where the reporting mechanisms just aren't as robust as they should be. They have made steps to improve these. I would encourage people to use the reporting mechanisms within the platform. Also, block these people who are abusing you and who are trying to make threats to you. Block these individuals. You know, don't give them the platform that they deserve. Screenshot any evidence that you have, and if there is a threat to your personal safety, and I stress this, if there is a threat to your personal safety and you feel uncomfortable, take that information that you have screenshotted it and report it to the PSNI.
Okay, Wayne Denner, thank you very much indeed, Wayne.